Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Greetings of peace to everyone. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and it gives me great pleasure to be here with you. As you know, being in prayer is always an humbling state or a condition to be in, right? A position, I should say, to be in. So praise be to Almighty God as I'm thinking on Jummah, the coming together, the unity, the oneness that Almighty God has presented, has created everything in, and in Almighty God is the one. So we seek refuge with Almighty God from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly declare that Allah is the one God and there are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone again. As we're going to enter this evening, let me first share that we're in not the month of Ramadan. We are in the month of, we went before, what's the third month? Jamada al-Awwal. One moment. Okay. We're in the month of Rabi al-Awwal. Excuse me, the first of the, yes, Rabi al-Awwal. That is the month on the Hijri calendar that we are in. And if we could share some history with you, we will in a moment. But we're going to read from the Quran. And I'm still stationed on Surah 2, Ayat 30, and Surah 30, Ayat 28, or verse 28. And, of course, not forgetting Ankabut, 29th surah, where we know that we are all going to be tested. So don't think that we can say we believe and not think that we're going to be tested. We're here in the position as human beings, and we're going to be tested first with what is unseen in our thinking process and then our actions, and then did we make the right decisions? Oh gosh, oh Allah, did we make the right decisions? Are we making the right decisions? Are we connecting with our thinking in a way that as we go through every day processing what needs to be done, what we choose to get done, and the outcomes? So this is community developmental stages. So let's go to the Quran, shall we? As I stated, Surah 2, Ayat 30. And it's about the question to Almighty God, whether God will create that which will cause havoc in the land. So just take a look. A mental survey of the land, the whole earth where we live, if you will, with me, all right? And let's go to, as I stated, Surah 2. Let's see here. Okay, guess I cleared it off. All right, work with me here. I have it here on the pages, but the actual book, but I'd rather go to the computer. Okay. All right. So two. I have 30. Thank you for your patience there. All right. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let me get the I pray you can hear me okay. as well, all right? All right. And that is section 4, please. Was Ayat 30, section 4. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلَقِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. Yusuf Ali sharing is, and we seek refuge with Almighty God from the Shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful, benefactor, merciful, redeemer. Behold, your Lord said to the angels, I will create a vicegerent on earth. They said, will you place therein one who will make mischief therein and shed blood? While we do celebrate your praises and glorify your holy name, in parentheses his name, he said, I know what you know not. Now, I wanted to point out, we say Adam, and the blood word in Arabic, or what is rendered here, is edema. It's close related to Adam, right? Edema and Adama. And I'm tying that to the social relationships, having, studied and connected with the leadership of Imam Worthy Muhammad, Rahimullah Hulay, but I've come to connect the two of that blood and the social ties. And so in our developmental stages, as we know that there have been people before us, we know that those generations are no longer here. But we have a tie. We're tied to those people. How they lived, what they thought, what they did. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was this khalifa, will create khalifa. Now that is going to be a repeat of the creation of that which was before, each following the other, each generation following the other. And you would think that then by the time it gets to a certain generation that there would have been a correction of any ill willness. But we all know that the shaitan was given, I'll just say, respite. All right. And well, let me continue on. In knowing that, then the Adama, the social and the social ties between for mankind, then has been under the spotlight by the shaitan and has been, targeted. And so the test then is, are we able to get it right? and the rightness is in being a servant, as Almighty God. When reading Quran, we read that man and jinn was created to serve Almighty God. and I say jinn because shaitan started out as in the jinn family and still is in jinn family, but became a greater rebellious one in the sense that not taking its intelligence and allowing man to use whatever it was that we could have benefited from, that intelligence. But apparently, obviously, Almighty God's plan did not include that anyway. So here we are. Here we are, seeing Satan, and we are to still use the tools, use the blessedness of the tools that we have, our senses, our ways of conducting ourselves. So no matter what it is we do, we want to be aware that we are going to be tested, even with every step of what we do, every decision that we make. So what is it about the developmental stages that we should be aware of? Well, the test comes as we get to a certain stage. When we get to a certain stage, and the tests begin, I'm going to say that that's when we become aware of our being and why we're being, and we begin to ask questions, and then we begin to feel the brunt of our decision-making. So I want to ask the question, in our developmental stage, what do you think, where are we from that 0 to 12 or 13, you know, where are we? We're existing, we're being, we're in the whole social relationship arena, but where are we? If you share from your thinking, press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic in the conversation of the developmental stages from birth to just before we become aware that we are responsible, we have an accountability process that we are connected with, and we no longer are free to, well, we won't find that out until we do something and then we feel the brunt. So press 1 on your phone, please. Let's see here if anybody does. Studio. And join the conversation. This is Community Developmental Stages. All right. We'll continue on here. I want to... There's a little information I wanted to share about as we hear about the conditions that are happening around the globe, and we know that individuals are leaving here, so to speak. They're leaving. Now, in the world, and this is tied to our developmental stages, meaning we may think at some time that the world is just getting overpopulated, as though the Creator does not have a process in place that will render the earth to never, ever just get so squeezed out populated. Well, the population, let's just say in the United States where we are, it says there's a birth every 8 seconds. Can you imagine that? In the United States, a birth every 8 seconds, a death every 11 seconds. So right now, we're at 335 million of the 7, almost 8 billion people that are somewhere on this globe called Earth. Of the 8 billion, we're 335 million. I say China, and India has more than the United States. Now, I'm sure the land mass is more as well. In India, it's 1,399,179,585. So you can say 1,400,000,000. And China, 1,413,000,000. And then the United States, 335,000,000. And counting. The one after that is Indonesia, after the United States. It's at 279,000,000. And then Pakistan is 247,000,000. And then after that is Nigeria and Brazil and Bangladesh. Bangladesh is number 8 at 167,000,000. Russia, 141,000,000. Mexico, 129,000,000. Now, those are the first 10 that have the highest population. By age in the United States, by age, it begins to wane, like fewer are at the 80-plus age. That's male and female. The greater population, age-wise, is between the 20 to 60. But 20 to 40 has a little more budge than the 60. But it looks pretty much like an apple with the age population. That's both. And that's as of 2022. The population as of 2022. The current population, though, that I gave is as of in the world today, as of September 15th, 2023. When I say the 335 million, that's as of today's date. Now, by region, the United States, in the Northeast, Midwest, West, and South, the growth by region is more dense in the South than the West, than Midwest, and guess what? Northeast is less dense. And I really thought differently. I thought the Northeast was very, very dense with the population. So that takes us to the states. And I'm going this route, everyone, because as we see it from a global point, and then we look at the population, men and women, from states in the United, in the countries, and then by the states within this country, I think it gives us, and remember I said the generations repeat. And my question then becomes, what happened to those ones that were here before? I mean, we can't speak for their spirit self, but we know that their physical self went into the ground, right? Into the ground. Do you think over a period of time that their bodies gave way to become material of the ground? You think? Remember the edema, the Malaik asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will you create that which will shed blood? The edema. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayat asks Adam to tell them their names. So the Adam is of the process called the Khalifa. The human being is what I'm speaking of. And as the human being, and that's why I asked the question about the 0 to maybe 11, 12, 13, when we're not knowing. I mean, we're collecting data, we're collecting information, you know, mama, daddy, who's sibling, who's the who are the siblings, who's, you know, what colors we like. We like to run and jump, and we're getting to know our bodies, and but we have no sense of responsibility, really being responsible as a creation of the Creator, getting that kind of a relationship. We're with the social ties. So praise be to Almighty God. Let's see if we have any comment, anyone wanting to make any comment about where the bodies, where are those bodies? What happens over a period of time after the generation, and the bodies are no longer here? And we're going to 504-488. Our brother Bilal, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. I just came on, and you know, I'm listening to what you're dealing with for probably, but there's something I want to put out there for maybe after you finish that. You know, this the political climate here in America right now is toxic, really all throughout the world. But I want us to look at it at home right now. You know, we basically from information that's being gathered and what I see, we are on the verge of a civil war going on here in America right now. The situation with Donald Trump and the things he's doing. I mean, he actually have people fear their life going on the social media and people names and of their family being put out there, they threatening people and you have a bunch of savage, uncivilized people that are ready to do anything as a drop of a dime. So that is something that maybe I'd like to see if somebody would like to talk about after you finish doing what you're doing. But as far as the population is concerned, I'm more than sure because you have so many, you have a lot of diseases in the world, you know, and undeveloped countries and everything, but bad water, and then you have just savage attacks on each other. You got tribal warfare going on and on different continents also. And then, like you say, here you got Mother Nature. You got the natural creation itself, you know, people being eliminated, 11,000 or so in India, something like that. And this stuff be going on constantly. It don't stop. So lives are being taken. People are being called back, you know, and because of the activities that they going on and doing as far as global warming and different things are concerned too. Now here you got the UAW. They starting something for as far as cars are concerned. You know, they on strike right now. They dealing with a striking situation with the three major car dealers here in America, and that's going to cause something that's more violent, and it's a whole lot of different things that going on. But people's lives are being disrupted in such a way that you could really cause a strong mental state of depression and anxiety to go along with a whole lot of stuff. And then you can feel people that have this naturalistic outlook concerning that kind of rhetoric that Trump is doing and what's going on in that environment. You know, you can have an upsurge of KKK. Black Panthers, and there's so much that's going on that subversive organization, they will rise up and do something because they're looking at what's going on with that kind of mentality that's being dealt with in the political arena. So maybe somebody like to talk about it or after you finish doing what you're doing, but that's it.
Well, let me share this because you, even though you said you had just come on, let me share with you that what we read from was Surah 2, Ayat 30, which wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that Allah was going to create the Khalifa, that repeat of the generation of humanity, of mankind. But the angels, those forces in creation are that which Almighty God blessed for us.
Alhamdulillah.
blessed for us to receive the blessings from their creation, they ask the question, are you going to create that which will cause, I say, mischief or havoc in the land?
Yeah, go
and
ahead.
Shed blood. So right with what you're saying is exactly the premise of what we were discussing
as I
went into the population. But that was the foundation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create that which will do that. And the blood, the word for it was edema, and saying that we're the Adam. So we have our social ties with that blood process. We have that social ties, but it is a constant movement. It is a constant repeating of our development. Our generational self. So my question was, what happens to those bodies that we're here from before? The generations, what number of generation are we? And so where do those bodies get placed? And when they were placed, what happened to them over a period of time?
In Hawaii, you know, you got bodies, you got a lot of bodies that will never be found, you know.
But what I mean, over a period of time, from a science point, perhaps, what happens to, what are we made of? What happens to this body?
Well, it's the earth, you know, it's the earth, the physical earth, and the body will go back to the earth.
And do you think over a period of time, too, that the earth becomes, we become beneficiaries of those bodies having been placed in the earth?
Let me tell you something. Fertilizer? The fact that archaeologists might discover some bone that would take our mind back to Africa as being the first person on the planet, or we talking, you know, it can go, in other words, the mind, we can go different places from that. We can go from that physical, we can take it to the genetic aspect of it, the genes from our ancestors. We go really spiritual with Adam and how that type of thing that Allah created with Adam as being industrialist. And so now we get into, we can go into the business aspect of it. You know, man, for his desire to please his Lord and take care of his own family, he began to go into to different avenues of venture to make ways for to have of his family life secure and different things like that. It just, you know, nobody else, Martha, is so big. It's just so big. And I think right now I'd just be throwing a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there to be looked at, you know. So the other people on the line too, they can come in and they can put some stuff out there too. Yeah. And that's how it goes. Yeah.
Well, let me share. Right. And let me show you with all of that. Guess what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels or the malaik? And in Arabia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as it reveals here, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. And Yusuf Ali says, he said, I know what you know not.
Okay, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Regardless of the stress, the strain, the test, the hardship, the ups, the downs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still says, Allah knows what we, as we're speaking to that, the malaik, but Allah also knows what we know not.
Go ahead.
Even though he taught Adam, and the Adam, we are Adam, the names of everything, all the names that we call, all the things that we name, you know, ground, sand, stars, moon, we name it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still says, that Allah knows what we know not.
You know what he meant, Muhammad said, a good, excellent servant of Allah? And he said that we have to accept, as believe, we have to accept scriptural knowledge, whether we understand it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so praise be to Allah. That, you know, I want to put this like that, and then that, see, that's a testimony of an appreciation and being thankful to Allah for having such a servant as Imam W.D. Muhammad. Just to say that in a book that people can look at and be, oh, yeah, look, he said that. You see? And then at that point that we on faith, you know, we on faith. Okay, well, yeah, and so you said it, and I have the faith and trust that, oh yeah, okay, man, I'm gonna say that. Whether we understand it or not, we have to just go ahead on accepting.
Now, and two now. I'm gonna read the Arabian because I do want us to.
I want you to, because I don't know it. See, that's where. See, I'm short. See, when people begin to go with the Quran, I'm short, but I know it's good for me to know this. If it just stirred to my mind, how can you figure out how you can learn Quranic Arabic? But now it all goes on with your brain. But like I said,
give me 1 second. Stay right there. And Imam Kareem Hamid, I'm going to bring you in, but I'm going to take a moment, everyone, so I don't be too derelict on presenting that you're listening to Community Developmental Stages, Martha Naila Abdullah, and this is on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. At any given time, we invite you to go to our website, that's cwsc.us, click on all the menu there and scan through and enjoy the reading of the information there. But we want you to become an active participant with the efforts of the Intelligentsia, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. You can like us on Facebook. That's the Community-Wide Shura Conference. Tweet us at CWSC.US. Tweet us at CWSHURAA. That's at CWSHURA. Anytime you want to leave any comments with us, you can dial 910-317-0297 or email us info@cwsc.us. You're here. That means you dialed 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And if you choose, you want to listen, that's on by way of the website. It is 701-719-4197. Again, that's 701-719-4197. Or you can just type in American Muslim 360, the words itself, American Muslim 360. So we're going to go now to Imam Kareem Hamid. If you're ready to come back in, please, by all means, come back in. All right. Okay. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Imam.
Wa alaikum assalam. Martha Naila Abdullah. I had not pressed one on my phone. You know how sometimes sounds.
That's
will
it.
Cause
the sounds
the one
in your background.
Say, Yeah. So, no, I hadn't pressed. I was enjoying listening to you and Bilal, praise be to Allah. But I have nothing to add. I want to continue enjoying the present occasion. Thank you, Sister Martha Naila.
Thank you, Imam. Alhamdulillah. All right. I'm going to go to the Quran and read this. This is a section, everyone, that it's just been catching my attention. So we're going to go to, for those who want to connect with me, we read from Surah 2, that's the Al-Baqarah, Ayat 30. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go 32. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything and asked the angels to tell him the names of those things, and they could not. And Adam was blessed to tell them their names. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heaven and earth, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal? Now, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here's what we'll read, inshallah. Wa'id. Qulna lil malaikati sujudul adama fasajadu illa iblisa abna abba wastakbara wa kana min al kafirin. And behold, we said to the angels, bow down to Adam, and they bowed down. Not so Iblis, he refused and was haughty. He was of those who reject faith. Wa qulna ya Adam, subhanAllah. Wa qulna ya Adamu, Adamus kun anta wa zawjuka jannat. Again, wa qulna ya Adamu skun anta wa zawjuka jannata wa kulla minha. Rahadan hayyisu shi'tuma wa la taqrab hadhihi shajarata fatakuna min as-salimin. Subhanallah Azim. And Yusuf Ali says, and behold, we said to the angels, again, bow down to Adam, and they bowed down. Not so Iblis. He refused and was haughty. He was of those who reject faith. And we said, O Adam, dwell you, and now here it says, O Adam, dwell you and your mate, or Zawjuka. Well, it says, I'll read it as it's written, and your wife in the garden, and eat of the bountiful things therein, as, in parenthesis, where and when, close parenthesis, you will. But approach not this tree, or you run into harm and transgression. You hear that, Bilal, right?
Yeah, you know, so, I like to say something about about things that you mentioned there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that Iblis, well, okay, like this, okay, Iblis, the rejecter of the person or the mind that Allah was evolving as to put in a position, I imagine, a position of leadership,
mm-hmm.
And Shaitan say, well, look, I'm better than that, you see. And so we have a mind right now that don't have faith in the democratic process, and that mind is saying, "Look, I'm better than those Democrats and those who feeling that way about it," and we trying to bring America back to life, and remember, Shaitan, he actually feels like he better suited to serve Allah than the righteous person is. So you have that scenario just going on. And so you see a repeat of the same situation as you don't because you're going to Quran about it, and now these different names that I have in my mind, it begins to come up. You see, because Imam, he looked and he said, look, he said, America, we have freedom of religion here. Now you have somebody saying, look, that they bringing in something new. You look, we want it to be like it was, like what was. They kind of want to be who he is, and he think he better serve our lives than we can. And it's the same thing with Trump in that situation, and the Republicans. That's something going on again. You see, so in other words, we thankful to our lives that he can show us. It's in the examples. It's already in the creation for us to look at now. So we don't have to. We can identify different things. If we're studious and we're aware, we can identify different things that are going on. And at the same time, that gives us a responsibility also to put this message out there in a way that the public can kind of like understand what's going on. Because a lot of people just don't know. A lot of people don't even pay attention to politics. And believe me, it's something that really should be looked at. For the good of it, legislation can bring about great changes. But then at the same time, Korea, you got China, they're getting together. Now we're dealing with a nuclear situation, and they want to take over. China and Russia, they want to deal with Africa. They still want to rape the continent of Africa. And I'm not saying for the blackness aspect of it, but I'm just saying the fact that the resources there. It could be Switzerland. It could be another country. And what they want to do, they have that thing they want to seek dominance. And Allah tells us, we don't give dominance to those who seek it. But, you know, nobody else, it's kind of like that the creation itself and what's going on, news and the media, it bearing witness. No, they're not bearing witness, but it's giving clarity of what is being said so we can identify it and we have something really to put out there that the people can just understand clearly. You know, because they might not be in the scripture language, but they understand what happened on January the 6th, and they understand what Trump doing in Georgia and different places right now, and people threatening this person, threatening that person, that people in the polling arena. Let me tell you something. That situation is so bad. Pushing with say like you've been CW for a long time, AM 360,
okay.
And you have let me stop. But anyway, though,
okay.
but the wealth of experience is being taken out of that arena in the electoral process. Because why? Because you have somebody who's a bully. And it threatens people, and people get scared.
Let me share this in this way, because we are aware of the existence of that which is haughty, arrogant. All right, we are aware,
yes.
And that it expresses itself in through or from the human being. The human being becomes the carrier of those actions. Now. For those who are reading Revelation, reading God's revealed word, it says, we will not grieve, nor we fear, nor grieve.
Allah,
so then that says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also equipped us with an intelligence we look then to the prophet's life. And we see the defense that was set, that was established. We see the discourse that occurred prior to the physical actions that needed to take place. Now, we started out in reference to social ties, because
we are tied to one another. We do have that connection. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as such. Now, so the first thing that hits my mind is the security of my mental self and my emotional self, making sure that that's secure enough that I can continue to think appropriately, because our thoughts will produce our actions.
Yes.
So if we have no knowledge of who's who, where's, and who, where everyone is, and how it's populated, if we don't know where the men and women and children that are in need of security, of help,
right?
As we now, anyone who can identify with having the ability to follow the established process for handling any situation. And Allah has already shared with us, revealed that shaitan is not greater.
That
doesn't mean that we will not go into the earth, the physical body. We will not render that. It will be rendered, but based on Almighty God's time. What do we do as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to fight physically, but before the fight he made agreements. He drew contracts. He got an agreement between people who were causing problems, causing trouble. So that is in existence. It's going to exist, but we're here, and Allah has said that who are with clear thinking are going to be successful.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. No fear, no grief. And Allah will come to our aid and give us the proper information, the necessary strength and the necessary information and the protection.
Yes.
We say men are the protectors of those who are fragile. And I'm going to include men in that, those who are fragile. But women and children, men are the protectors, maintainers, and protectors of that. So it goes on to say, then, how do we construct ourselves? And how we construct ourselves, then we see those who are of sound mind, not emotional, sound mind, and are able come together and then conduct the proper process the process for decision making as to are we going to protect the country? Are we going to protect the country? How? We're going to protect it for its buildings and for its other resources, or are we going to protect the children, women and children, and of course men, those who are fragile. That's the process. So when we know we have that thought going on, then we do have ones who are ready. They have been studying faith.
Yes.
Ones who are right up front in the faith, who really believe in what I just stated. And they're ready to take a stand at any given moment. But the first thing would be conducting a communication process. Inshallah. Now, if anyone else has anything to add to that, inshallah, or see it differently, please, or concur, please press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. And thank you, Bilal, for you weren't right here, but you were right on cue. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Let me see here. Check the board. Okay. We don't have anyone in the queue. We're going to go to another pause here, everyone, and share some of the public service announcements, all right? And when we come back, we want to hear from you about what's happening in your area. Please join the conversation. This life is real. This life is real, and we're living it. And be you lightly or heavily equipped, go forth, inshallah.
This is Isaiah Abdushakur, now with the Islam's beliefs universal. Allah is the creator with no partners. Muslims have 99 popular attributes for Allah. What is Al-Islam? Al-Islam is the complete way of life that reflects submission to the will of God. Islam means submission, derived from the Arabic word meaning peace. Who is a Muslim? A Muslim is anyone who submits to the will of God. Everyone is born Muslim, and their environment makes them otherwise. How does one become a conscious Muslim? To become Muslim is to make a public declaration that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. This is called the Shahadatain. Who is Muhammad? Muhammad the Prophet was born in Mecca, the holiest city to Islam in Arabia, in the year 570 or in the 6th century. How many Muslims are there? Worldwide, there are just over 1 billion Muslims, or one out of every five people on earth is a Muslim. In the United States, there are approximately 8 million Muslims. 2.5 million are recognized as indigenous, with the remainder by the way of immigration. Aren't all Muslims Arabs? No. Most Muslims live east of Karachi. 30% of Muslims live in the Indian subcontinent, 20% in sub-Sahara Africa, 17% in Southeast Asia, 18% in the Arab world, 10% in the states of the former Soviet Union or Russia. There is a significant Muslim population in China, Latin America, and Australia. Aren't all Arabs Muslim? No.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Al-Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waliduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waliduddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. And we're back, dear listeners, as we're discussing our exact position, the exact position that we were in. The question that we were asking, what happened to the bodies, and are we a beneficiary of what has happened to the generation after generation after generation, following the footsteps of being human? And then, yes, 706-627, our dear brother from the community, Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by way of Columbus, Georgia. Got it right, Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, yes, sister. One thing it does, it's a mercy from Allah, and we thank Allah very much that he gives us the chance, you know, like we said, experience what we're doing, reviewing. But what our real review is to remember this here. Allah is Akbar. Imam done told us that. And we telling the whole world there ain't but one God. And Prophet Muhammad is his messenger. Imam Muhammad reiterated that. I'm not God. Imam Muhammad used to tell us every now and remind us that I'm not God. Don't base Quran, don't base the life of Prophet Muhammad below me. Don't do that. I am just a messenger. I'm definitely that. I'm delivering a message. So we keep forgetting that a lot of time, all the things that we are going through right now, our number one goal is to be right here in the reality that Allah has given us in the Quran. And that is to see if we can get back to being one soul. Getting back to being one soul with those who want to be one soul again the way that we was created. And then all the other things are things that Shaitan has put in between us using what is natural against us. We know we need food, we need shelter, we need clothing, you know, we need intellectual development, we need to ponder the Quran, we need to find the law. We thank Allah, Allah came and woke us up so we could see him and find him. You know, and now we have to put everything in its proper balance in nature, like Imam Muhammad taught us for so many years. We had to spend so much time chasing money, so much time getting married. We got to make sure that we put these things in their proper balance according to what Allah says, because all of these things are creation. And Allah said, when you are trying to worship him in the proper way and submit your will to his will to the best of your human ability, everything creation helps you. Your wife, your husband, your home, your children, the air, the water, all of it helps you. But when you let Shaitan call you, your attention from doing what you're supposed to do as one soul, to be Khalifa, to keep everything in its proper balance so that it all helps you to worship the one God. That's why we are mercy to all the world. When we're one soul again, when we get to be one soul, we'll be a mercy to all the world. But to have let Shaitan make us go and run in here trying to practice a little mercy, run in here trying to practice a little mercy, run in here trying to get some mercy, don't we see that Shaitan through our environment, the United States of America, is even having the audacity to tie to dictate to us how to live the Quran, to find what is a Muslim for us. Telling us what we need, what we don't need. Telling us what to worship and don't worship. Trying to convince us that God had a son and all that kind of stuff. It's all right to do this and it's all right to do. We know, most of us, in the beginning of our development, our life that Allah gave us when we became his servants, he told us there's no compromising. The truth is the truth. It's the straight way. There's no compromise in your heart. So when you get a stain on it, you have to ask for repentance to get it pure and clean again. And keep it that way by doing the best you can and putting your effort to put the will in the, of Allah's will. So a lot of times we need to update our own self. What are we trying to do? We have to remember our number one goal is to create a situation with the help of Allah, the Quran, and his messenger. how the things on this earth and this reality that we're living in that will bring us back to one soul. And we're not alone. We can't dictate or try to say what helps you get to that position. That's the Quran's job. That's Imam, Prophet Muhammad's job, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that was Imam Muhammad's job because history will show that he was the Mu'ezzin. He was the only human being in our reality of 100 years, 120 years, very few people lived to be older than that as we understand, who was calling the whole world back to one God, to back to one faith, back to being one soul, being back one humanity, one. He taught Tawheed until we became so resistful to it, to the point where even our scholars amongst us has convinced us that Imam Muhammad has the power over Allah to where Imam Muhammad misuses his words.
And trying to pretend like really Muhammad. Muhammad,
yes,
I apologize. I concurring with what you were saying, but I don't want to make, you know, have you make statements that I can't bear witness to, or unless you have proof.
I agree.
You know
with
what
you.
I mean?
I agree with you. But I agree, but you can.
I'm just
like
helping my brother. I'm helping my brother so he doesn't steer.
That's where trust comes in at. We know we have a lot of problems now, and but that's why Allah said, well, whatever anybody say to you, you know, you have the Quran, and Allah said, come to me, correct it, before you stop that person or stop those individuals from trying to establish the truth. And that's what Shaitan do. He tried to make us deviate from what we learned in the Quran, that Allah told us that he put knots in the tongues of even the prophets. He tried to make them so they couldn't say something. As we know in the life of Musa, that's why he asked for help. He had not yet had the confidence in his being awakened to know and follow the history of those messengers, prophets before him. He still was kind of nervous about it. He didn't have no speaking handicap, but he wanted someone else who also knew the truth, basically like what you were saying, could bear witness to it, but also who could help him make sure he delivered that message and don't let nothing deter him from it because of the power in his mind that he had already experienced living in the life of the Pharaoh. And he knew all about all those things, all that power he had, and the magicians, he knew all about them too. So he wanted, but anyway, so I'm saying that to say, you know, if anyone has anything that I think I'm saying wrong, the responsibility was on me and everybody else to go look at the Quran and see where I'm saying wrong. And because this, every day we're teaching each other. Every day we're helping each other learn by Allah's permission what he was telling. We have to build on each other's learning. Is Allah revealed each of us what Allah tells us in the hadith, not equal as those who sit at home. It's
right.
Those who go out.
And we do have another caller, Muhammad.
I just want to say the 1 minute, if I can have 1 minute. I just wanted
to
finish that up by saying the autonomy. The imam does not and did not mean, and I talked to the imam after all the imams were still trying to say that's what he meant. Imam said, I can't say that. Allah wants us to be one soul. Allah wants us to be, he's with the group. How can I tell them, or how do they want to misunderstand when I told them, okay, go ahead and get your own individual together. Do what you want to do. When you want to work together is what he told them. Then I will be I'll come back and be your imam if you want me to. He said, once you get yourself together, it's just that's what we're dealing with right now. We're struggling trying to communicate with each other, love one another, inspire each other to establish unity, to establish halal, establish our way of life. It's going to always be about one, the oneness of Allah. But that was so much damage that we're still dealing right now about this misunderstanding about autonomy. And imams have the authority if their community give it to them, to thank for them, to live for them, to tell them what to do, and even tell them, no, don't go to that meeting, don't go to that mass yet, don't go to that shura. And this is so it shows
gonna have
you what we're dealing with. But yeah, thank you much too for that. And, but just want to say that.
Thank you. Again,
yes,
I'm going to save my brother. Help to save my brother, inshallah.
Yes, ma'am. Likewise, I want
you.
That's our job.
Alhamdulillah. Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. All right, we have 334-419. I think Imam Michael Habib. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Alaykum as-salam. I'm going to put my imam cap in my back pocket and just say that.
You're taking it out, you say?
I put it in my back pocket, yeah. I'm not particular moment, but I don't doubt Brother Muhammad's sincerity, but he says things that I disagree with. And, you know, when I disagree with folks, I say, well, where is that in the Quran, or where is that in the life of Prophet Muhammad? You know, and, you know, where is what you're saying the Imam said in the Quran? Because that's what he said he was speaking from. You know, he was speaking from scripture. He understood the Bible and the message of the Jews in the Torah. He understood a number of things, but his life was grounded in the Quran, Al-Karim, the noble and generous Quran. And we can disagree, you know. I don't agree with the fact that everybody wants to be one. You know, the Quran tells us that they're those that have in their souls, they've got, and you can see it in, you can see it in the narrative of Iblis. You know, they have certain position and certain skill sets, and they become arrogant, and they become insensitive or without empathy, you know, because one thing is for certain, you know, we're not special creatures. We're all created by Almighty God, Allah. And that joins us together, that we didn't create ourselves and we have an authority over us. So, you know, the authority has laid out, that authority that is Almighty God has laid out the direction that he is moving his creation, that it has an aim and a purpose. And he tells us that those who resist human sensitivities and human sensibilities, they still have the obligation to serve the will and plan of Almighty God, speaking of the jinn. And the human being who have sensibilities and sensitivities, that we are to find our way to serve the will and plan of Almighty God for the human family, as well as for the bigger creation, you know, the cosmic world. You know, we have to find our assignment. So, you know, we have a situation where some are looking at the imam position in terms of that's the leadership. The imam is the leader. But if we study the Quran, which Imam Muhammad studied, it, you know, he identified the areas of institutional life.
Development.
Institutional life. And if we look at how humanity has operated, you know, and I tell people, African Americans, we're new at everything. We knew it politics, you know, we knew in terms of educating ourselves without the oversight of some other people, you know, directing our growth and development in education or business. All of those areas we're new at. And I always go back to Imam told us that we were new people. Well, what was the process? What was the process that made us new? It was chattel slavery, emptying us out, disconnecting us from any past, any language, any relationships with the continent of Africa, and for some of us, not all of us, and being made to serve others' interests. Now,
I do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. For all that's coming forth. Alhamdulillah. Oh, just one moment, Al. I didn't want you to abruptly stop, but alhamdulillah, your thought is very impactful, what you were sharing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. We go to 321-917, Delacy Umar Phillips of Melbourne, Florida. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Nala and Michael, all the believers out there. I'll just finish that thought Michael had, that we were emptied out and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation, the sunnah of the prophet, to fill that void and create that. Create the new mind that we share now. But I want to just mention one of the most serious things in our religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us to say to the believer to only say those things which are best, for Satan wishes to sow discord among us. You know, the devil wants us to be at each other's throats, so to say, you know, just ripping each other apart, diminishing each other. So, you know, there's a concept in Islam, it's called ghibah, backbiting. When the prophet was asked, What is backbiting? He says to say about your brother or sister that which they would not like to hear being said about them. You know, so it was a very high standard. So, you know, we've talked about this need to be positive, to have positive attitude about our life, our future. You know, what we are striving for, we need that sacred unity that the Imam mentioned. We need to develop. We need to dwell on a philosophy for life and a sacred unity. So we should value each other. We should value the past believers who struggled with whatever they had. Maybe they were deficient and couldn't meet the task, but they brought us to where we are. And now we are looking for future. We are looking to the future. We want to be a better future. We don't want to dwell in a maybe unpleasant past. We want to see a better future. So I'm reminding myself too, because we all have that tendency to start to looking at weaknesses, or what we may consider weaknesses or deficiencies in each other. And we just need to sort of just clamp down on that, just close that segment of our lives, ask Allah to give us the strength to leave that type of thinking and move on into the future. I heard the Imam talking about past present, and future. And he said, you really just have the future. He said, because as soon as you recognize you're in the present, you're in the past and moving into the future, past and future. You know, we have to look to the future to bring about the results we are striving for. And that's respecting that everybody is different. They have different levels of growth. They can't meet our expectations. A valuable lesson to understand that people cannot live up to your expectations. They only can work with what they have. And I think if we just remember what Allah says to believers, say those things with your best, for Satan wishes to sow discord of them. Thank you.
Thank you. Alaykum assalam. Praise be to Allah. And in the part of heart is the reason why we share that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and I'm going to 504-4188, just a moment. Thank you for being back here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the returning, I'm saying returning of the generation after generation after generation, but yet being the Adam. And that returning of that, I don't want to say recycling, but the one generation following the next. And as we are striving, as you were stating, Amen, Delacy, striving to, I'll just say, get it right. But each generation has its toiling process. And I'm thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included in the process the ability to have given us the opportunity to ask for forgiveness. And that helped us so much. Now, one statement I began to say is hospitality is the etiquette of humanity. That we can continue going on, and that is definitely valuing ourselves and others. Praise be to Allah. 504-488. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. We thank you to Allah for this program and all the different programs that comes on throughout the United States that helping people to live a better life. So alhamdulillah. And I'm glad to hear from my brother Delacy, because Delacy kind of person, he just don't come on. When you hear Imam Delacy, when he come on the program, believe me, it'd be something about something real, real serious. He just don't come on and just to say something, you know, just talk. And so you hear him and he come on, he got something real, real, very, very serious to address. So praise be to Allah. I caught the last of what he was saying, and alhamdulillah. So what I like to do, I would call this poem here, this is a poem of love. Love is very, very powerful. Alhamdulillah. One God, one humanity. Anything else is borderline insanity. Borderline because we can't forget God's mercy. Our culture and mental life genes from our ancestor wasn't available to you and me. We had no past traditions or history as a group. Now we are people sharing truth. So we need to start all over again as a people. Al-Islam, to all people, we are responsible. Of course, we are reaching out to other people first. Knowledge is something they must search. God said, your community is one, and I am your Lord. Therefore, worship me. Your community identity is more important than your personal, racial, or national identity. All human beings are one human family. We lose the quality of life if human identity put below any other identity. It's not easy to establish peace. We want to be able to supply neighborly needs, so focus more on our global destiny. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah. And to, I'm going to throw a curveball, if I may call it that, Bilal. And you know the word psychology, inference, right?
Yes, yes.
And inference, where we infer, we say one thing, but we're in, at the same time we're saying something else,
yeah.
Or it could be connoting something else. And so
yes.
The curveball I'm throwing is, and I can't tell you, that's your preference of statement, but mine, I'm going to add on to it, is everyone comes with something important to say, I pray and shall.
Oh,
I don't want anyone to,
yeah. Oh, you
just,
know something?
I don't want to
when
infer.
I was saying that, let me tell you something. When I was saying that, when I was saying that, it came right to my mind, but I didn't stop. And thank you for stopping me, sister. Yes, praise alhamdulillah. Okay, you're right, too. Look,
alhamdulillah.
You're more than right. And it did come to my mind, but I didn't stop. I just kept on going. But you caught it, and I'm glad you caught it. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
All right.
I'm working on this thing called help one another. Help us. We helping one another. So it's
you're right, too.
Praise be to Allah. I mean, I truly,
that's right.
Love the companionship
right.
that we have, that we've established, and praise be to Allah. And your point just then on love. So praise be to Allah. Thank you, my brother.
Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, we got return on 706-627. I did Brother Muhammad, Umar Prophet Muhammad by way of Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum again, my brother.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. Right from what you just got through saying, shows how the straight way, the mustaqim, whatever we want to call it, is direct. There's no curveballs. The way to get to the bottom of the thing is go straight at it. That's one thing, because that was a good catch.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, it was a good catch. And also, that the many things that we... our natural inclinations, that because of what we talk out of our human mouth, with our human intellect, we're always talking about oneness. We're always talking about coming together as one. We know that anything that's not successful is because the things that are involved are not together. You know, and the universal order, some of the basic things we learn, this is a universal religion. You know, our baby conscious then was trying to strive to get in a core with the order of things that Allah created, all the way up to you. We're always talking unity, always. And that's in Tawheed. That there's many things in the Quran that reminds us of what Imam Muhammad said. You know, no man is an island. Look at the hikmah that's already out there. To let us know, don't ever get yourself in that position where you become like Shaitan, outside creation with your free will. Stay with the group. Stay with the Tawheed. One of the most important things, the Imam put a lot of expression on when he first came in office. He was teaching us that it's one. We had to be one community. We had to be one soul. One. He said, but develop your individual awareness that Allah gave you. But remember, it's for you to bring to benefit the group. You know, and we also have to remember in closing that Allah, we can't get distracted with this humanity thing. Because when we were created, we was just a word, and we was in another reality. We wasn't in this human form. And that's very important to know when we get closer and closer to the truth, when we get closer and closer to the clarity. Because when we break out here and get into... like Allah said, let there come out of you, another example, let there come out of you a band of people. He didn't say individual or a bunch of individuals being independent of each other come out of here. That ain't going to be number of chaos. They're not going to never establish what is right and forbid what is wrong because somebody got a personal interest involved. Like we always, that's how Shaitan divides it. He brings a personal interest to the freedom that Allah gives us of being able to think for self and to take yourself and submit it to the will of Allah, if you understand.
that's basically
what we're saying. You just want to say that. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam. Thank Allah for, as I bring in Michael Hameen again, return, I'm going to say, you know, perception, I've come to learn perception is everything. It's an individual, what it said, well, perception. And then how we connect. And my definition of humanity, I will say that, is it embodies kindness. It embodies empathy, thinking about another outside of yourself. So praise be to Allah. That's my perception of it, and the agreement with the definition that's been rendered as I read. So alhamdulillah. 334-419. Thank you for returning. Assalamu alaikum for the Michael Hameen.
Alaikum assalam. You know, Allah instructs us in the Quran that, you know, that there are categories, you know, and he describes those categories: believer, disbeliever, hypocrite, you know, and with that in mind, you know, sometimes we have a tendency in terms of shorthand in conversation, you know, we kind of deal with this idea of absolutes, you know, and you hear people express, well, we all, you know, we all this or we all that, you know, and the philosophy of life that the Imam de Lacy Omar speaks about is something that is designed to attract those who understand how human groups operate. And I brought up the idea of chattel slavery and our origins because it's so important when we run into problems to understand, well, how long has this been a problem and what's the origin of it, you know? Well, we don't have a philosophy, as African Americans, we don't have a philosophy of life. And like I said earlier, we're new at together. There have been attempts, like during the time of slavery, you know, there were slaves who appeared to go along to get along with the other slaves in terms of mutinies or uprisings. But the white man had put something in the African American in terms of not really being connected with this idea of a unifying philosophy. And he had many of us seeing ourselves as individuals unconnected with the group, and that caused problems. You know, he developed this thing called manumission, that if a slave told on other slaves being disruptive, then that slave could get favor. He could even become free by exposing of his brothers and sisters. And this is not just this idea of the individual has been shown in history. I mentioned on another program, before the Indians were marched out of Georgia and Alabama on the Trail of Tears, while the tribes were living in Alabama and Georgia, laws were passed that no tribe could own any land, only individuals. And when I heard that in an Alabama history class, I said, oh, that's one of the schemes. You know, this scheme is to lift up the individual in terms of Satan's plan. You know, Allah lifts up the individual in the Quran in terms of his plan. So, you know, I just wanted to introduce that in terms of things that become problematic for us when we have a focus on absolutes. You know, this Allah is the absolute, and there's some issues that we have to see a bigger picture in terms of our unity, our philosophy for doing what other groups have done. Because it's, in my opinion, and lastly, in my opinion, it's no accident that the Latinos have come in over the last 20 years or so, or maybe long, even longer, but they've come in as recent members of the American population, but they've come in with a philosophy of life that have helped them. If they're not already, they have worked their way up to becoming the second largest group in their unity. We were, after the Caucasians, we were the second largest group. Latinos have come in with their philosophy of life and gone into, with that philosophy, gone into politics and other business ventures, and they have established themselves. And that's something that we really, as a group, have yet to do, because we don't have anything to bind us, as Imam DeLacy say, with a philosophy of life that helps us support one another and support one another's interests. And I'll stop there.
All right. Thank you. This has created hold on 1 second, Michael. Okay, now you can press 1. All right, we're going to go to 504. Craig, I just want to mention that, you know, it's okay to just be calm and inshallah. So I'm assuming, and that's the wrong position to be in too, that comments are going after on the trail, because we make our comments. And we're satisfied with our comments. Alhamdulillah. We keep it there. So, but let's go to 504-488.
Nah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam.
Yes, alhamdulillah. You know, Imam Muhammad, that was, in fact, that one of his best topics that he liked to talk about was unity. So praise be to Allah that we come together and unite on solving, the problem that's in the environment. So praise be to Allah. But that was his, he loved to talk about unity. Alhamdulillah. It's something I wrote I'd like to share. If we take care of our children and meet our obligation, we will earn paradise. Put them in a good situation to take care of their own life. The position of mother appears to be higher than that of the father. It's better when the two souls work together. The Quran describes the trouble and hardship with the mother sustained during pregnancy, nursing, and caring. It's better that man own a business. Until that time comes, he must keep on working. Any man that grows in real knowledge and remains small morally hasn't even known the knowledge that he has been following. Botanically is the way he has been growing. Challenges produces peace. It's something that marriages need. Let's not give in to the pressure of well-intended people who lack sensitivity. Sometimes it's often difficult to manage time for yourself related to your family. It could be solved by some slight changes in their daily activities. Ain't understanding mellow. Praying something as simple as cooking and eating a meal together. Praying and having Talim at home will keep the family strong.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam. Shukran. Praise be to Allah for everything that we've been gifted with. And then we go to repeat 706-627. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brother Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam. Right quick. We know the old saying, how quick we forget. Remember the 35-40% of Muslim slaves that came over here and accepted the position that Allah put them in for their faith, and that was to hold onto his rope regardless of what they get ready to experience. Hold onto my rope, using that paraphrasing. You know, don't forget about people like Omar Ibn Said, an ex-slave after all, a good time after the inception of us coming here, you know, still remembering his Arabia, still showed sensitive, aware slave owners of his value, because they believers, they human beings are like us. They just under the influence of Shaitan, like like everybody is right now. You got to get up and fight these schemes every day. It's not something that you put off because you got to go to work, or you got to put off because you got a deal to take care of. You have to learn how to do it at the same time. What's that they were saying? They used to say, whistle while you work. You have to remember Allah in all that you do. This is why taqwa no longer is a full benefit for those who are past that. There's a lot of us who are trying to remember Allah in everything that we do. And we know the only way to let others know that, inshallah, you know, they hear you calling the azan, or they calling the azan, you always know where you're at. It's because of this consistency of reminders that we're supposed to be one soul. We're supposed to be establishing a model community. We're supposed to be establishing halal. We have too much work to do to help what we call humanity get out of the grips of the shaitan than to be worrying about things that are inside of the problem. The problem is when we come out of it like Allah has told us to do. And when you establish, like Imam Ahmed was teaching on, shared space. Let it fall, darling, we could build a halal environment, a city and cities, townships, and be connected, especially with the internet now. There's no reason why the they keep saying 3 million Muslims. Some of y'all remember that at one time, Imam Muhammad community by the United States government said it was 2.1 members of his congregation. Where are all of them people gone? Where are all the kids them people done had since that? And I think that was, I could be wrong, I think it was in 96, 90, 90, 95 when they gave that consensus out that Imam Muhammad had 2.1 followers, million followers behind him. Where's their children at? Those are great, great grandchildren that Allah has blessed us with, that we have gotten so far to the point that we don't even count them. We don't know how many there are. We still didn't, this society do count, tell us how many of us is here, how many of us is this, how many is that. And we're so distracted with money and different things that we already have. We workers. We ain't going to never be broke, especially not the more freedom that Allah put in the – see, that Constitution of the United States of America is an inspiration from Allah. Everything is. Nothing happens without his permission. So we have to understand that too. Nothing. Thomas Jefferson and all of them, and they'll have an opportunity to read the Quran and all like that. You know, we just talking about 500 years ago. Almost, we don't know how many Muslims from Africa came here as slaves, who were architects, who had built a beautiful town where they got kidnapped from. Beautiful city. Schools. Education, because a lot of them had already been for 400-500 years, been going to school in France, England, and everything. Muslims. Look when you go all the way back to Mansa Musa. A richest human being on earth who spent what he got, peace and ability, law, and established a lot of masjid. These are the things that inspired Imam Muhammad to trust more and more and more that there is a God, and that the Quran is real, if he had any doubt, which I doubt, because he raised up in that environment. So we have to really look at our leader, look at our history for real. We're going to look at history, and you'll see that we really are blessed people. I mean, on the real side. All right. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. And praise be to Almighty God for all the comments tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and keep an open heart and an open mind. And I was just taking a spoonful of food, and actually the place that I had gone to says Big Apple, and then it has written in Arabia, halal, all halal. And the young man serving, one moment, please. The young man serving, I asked him, because he smiled and nodded as I entered, my grandson and I entered. And then as we got our food, and I asked, I said, how long have you been here? He says, oh, I'm Haitian. And I said, oh, you speak French, is what you're saying. And he says, oh, you speak French? He said it in a broken way, you know. But, and I said, "Il est petit." And he says, "Ah, petit." Okay. And I pulled out of my bag from yesterday's and said, "Qu'est-ce qu'elle a-t-il?" And he knew it meant time. And I pointed to the, you know, the build, you know, the inside there, like pointing down. And he says, "Ah, oh, foyer." Communication. Connection. When we make the connection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in our earnest desire, I believe, and it's been proven to me as just making a quest. And as I connect with the human in people, the human, the true human connecting, because that's what I'm looking for and that's what I'm bringing, praise be to Allah. And the connection that we make, the beauty is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to live wherever we please, in the places, but however. But sometimes we find ourselves in locations and it's in need of our help. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, you know, to have conversations with people and where you never knew, where they probably weren't having conversations. You become that link, and you give attention to the human, the true human. And then I'm saying the you, because I'm speaking of the you. I'm thinking of my own mind, my own desire, the urge in me to connect. And as I know that we are to connect, and as we read again from Surah 2, Ayat 30, Dima, the Adam, that the character that comes out of the, and I'm going to go to our knowledge base now, that character that is established or comes forward from our knowledge, and I ask the question of it's almost like we are in a zone of not knowing, and the like, we're from 0 to 11, 12, 13. We're in that zone. And then there are situations that will come upon us that will, I'm using the word force, but we will be in a situation to where we will ask the question, why am I here? Come 11 to 12 or 13 years, where were we? We were developing, but we were being protected while we developed. And I'm not speaking of, you know, the abusive situations. I'm saying protected in the general sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has parent-child connection being made. And the environment is, the child is learning the environment. The child is learning different things that Almighty God is blessing it to learn. So alhamdulillah. And as we've come now through and standing on what we know, yes, and then we will go, we may live long enough that we know little after having known so much. For me, praise be to Allah. I'm just thankful to be here, and I'm thankful to be able to exercise any kind of energy, causing synergy between fellow human, true human beings. So I'm thankful for all who contributed tonight with us. We want to share with you on our, always go to cwsc.us. Let me get to that point and click on that blue donate button. We're not having our telethon until the end of the year, but you can always give. Definitely the financial means that it takes to many who are in need, only because CWSC has been established to do so, as well as other particulars that CWSC administratively take care of. But we always want you to enjoy the information, and then once you enjoy it, then become an active participant with the information that's being shared, the component of CWSC. Some of the actions that are coming up, I say actions, activities that we are connected with, other organizations, and this is what I mean by making connections Then we're getting to know one another. Then we're collaborating. Now we can see ourselves broader than where we were before, where we were in just our own little city or town. Now we are connected with others we're away from Florida. Now we're with Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi and South Carolina and Texas and you name it, going up to Nevada and over to California. I didn't even mention the Northeast and North Carolina and Washington, D.C., Maryland, you know, all those Northeast states, and then Midwest, Illinois, and Indiana, and Ohio. You know, it's a beautiful, 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 beautiful landscape of a community of people who are striving with their thinking, striving with their studies, striving with their heart and their mind to do the best they can. Praise be to Allah. So alhamdulillah, we want to acknowledge those who are, Imam Karim Hamid, come back, please. Acknowledge those who are directors of CWSC. For lack of a better word, it's CWSC Directors Broadway. You have a different word you like to call it, please by all means, but we want to acknowledge our directors. We want them to know that we really truly appreciate them and that this month, September, usually we have the CWSC Strategic Planning Initiative in person, but we're not this time. It's going to be on Zoom, but we want to still want you to come. We want you to share in hearing what they have to share about themselves, and there will be individual interviews set for them as well. And then onto the imams around the United States, imams and community leaders. Now, you know, we've been on CWSC Friday Roundtable, we've been interviewing individuals who are leaders as well. And that these leaders that we're speaking of now, discussing tonight, we are leaders and we can come forward and be a part of the shura, be a part of the contributing process, whereby, as we discuss it, we tie it off, make a decision, move forward to the next step. So praise be to Allah. The purpose of connecting with the imams and the other leaders, then we connect with our directors. We connect then through them, our directors, with the local areas. And so whatever you're doing in your local area, this is why we ask what is happening in your area so that we can, this as a form of connection and communication. And if we can collaborate on anything, alhamdulillah, we truly want to do that. And it's being done in an organized, systemized way, so that we can see the effect of the productivity. All right? After that, and this is September 30th, also on that same day, we will have had the think tank with Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. You know, the first setting, he wanted to get to know who's interested, who's ready to step forward. And as those who are ready to step forward, then, of course, with the economic process that he's developed, developing a think tank process for it. Then the next fourth Saturday, he will be back again. And this time, whatever the prospects are for that, it will be conveyed to you, inshallah. We have your email. You will be getting a copy of that. And this time we do have where you won't have to wait for the host to open and allow persons to come in. That was the situation before. So the Zoom will be held, and you will get that information as well in your email, inshallah. Thank you so much for your patience for the last fourth Saturday in August. But now in September, for the next 6 months, including September, it will be, he will, out of the 6 months, he's given himself that plan, that goal to reach. And at the end of the 6 months, the goal is he will have an exact process and know who's going to be connecting and doing what, inshallah. All right. In October, the community leaders and of course the imams with the community in association with the community the community of imams in association with the leadership of Imam Wasni Muhammad, Rahim Allahu Lay, they are convening in Orlando, Florida, on the 20th through the 22nd. And as they will be convening, as we say, leaders, it's a leadership convening hosted by the Muslim community in Orlando under the leadership of Imam Hatim Hamidullah and the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. By all means, if you want information on that, we're sending it out to the emails that we do have, the flyer for that. You'll get more information, but that's October 20th through the 22nd. And then, of course, in November, we're looking to be on with the Study Al-Islam, inshallah. We're waiting on more information from dear sister Fitra. We appreciate going on, being a part of hearing the information that the individuals are sharing, all the and just listening to Study Al-Islam, the individuals that have come forth. Thank Allah. I said, oh, wow. Look at the smorgasbord of work. Allah SWT has given all of us something to offer, and they're offering it. I tell you, different age groups, but they're offering it. Praise be to Allah. So, so CWSC would like to be a part of sharing. So that means our directors will come forth. Our board of directors, but more importantly, our directors of the intelligentsia component. And then that's November and December, a time to be grateful. I'm just highlighting the major parts. If you know of information, please share. But the time to be grateful with Muslim Journal, yes. Promotion, we don't want to forget the Dawah effort for the Muslim Journal, promotion of the Muslim Journal, and the president being Imam Abdul Karim there in New Jersey, and the work that's going on. He has a team working with him. Our dear Imam Omar Shakir is on the board, as well as Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York. They're on the board, CWSC, and at the same time, the work that they're doing with CWSC. So praise be to Allah. Now, in New York, New Jersey, and I'm not looking at my information, but the move from one location to longstanding location of the Masjid Yusuf Shah Islamic Center is being moved to a location which is more feasible for the individuals that have gotten grown with the community and can no longer make it in those steep steps. I couldn't think of another way of putting it. But praise be to Almighty God, fundraiser. So they're having ongoing activities. You want to connect with getting more information, please, by all means, on a new day, I say New Day for Al-Islam, with William Kareem and others that are there in New York and New Jersey. They're sharing information. And we're, as you say, we're one community, so we want to be able to help. And definitely going to education. Education, the Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association, Priscilla Al-Uqda, who is CWSC event planner. She's also the founding director of the Sister Clara Muhammad. I say founder, but she's definitely the director because I believe she said another person who's no longer with us was the founder, and she's carrying it on, or she had materials. I think, let me get it right. Priscilla is the founder and director of the Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. Their event will be in 2024. But preparation is being made now, so you will be hearing a constant interview with her as she's also working on events for 2025 for CWSC. Then we have 100 at 50. Imam Adam Diya, he wants you to us to know that it's all about the school. Yes, he and his wife definitely brought it into fruition, 150, and it's ongoing, and it definitely always educational schools, the schools that are presently part of under the Sister Clara Muhammad School, and those that are connected that are educating children in our community. So the support, we want to be able to support those efforts. Praise be to Almighty God. I know as I was thinking about, you know, the when you own your home, that when you look at your tax form, you see that there's different areas that the dollars are going to. Well, it includes, I know here in Florida, it includes the school system, and it includes juvenile welfare boards and other areas that the monies are divvied up and shared in that way. So our responsibility is with the Sister Clara Muhammad Schools and beyond to think on education, education, education is our responsibility, and we can handle it. So we're now gearing up to be right there at the front line. We're called to duty, so we're ready, right? Right. All right. All right, dear listeners, if anyone know of anything else, our scholarship time is February through June, February 20th through June 20th, and our director is Rashida Robinson out of Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So you'll be hearing from her as well. All right. So inshallah, we intend to connect tomorrow morning, right? 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. That's with Evolution of Revolutionary Thought. Come with your pen and pad, open heart, open mind, and hear and share what you glean from it and how it is influencing you in your life, what you hear from the commentary of Imam Warith Deen Mohammed. Will be for 2.5 hours with Imam Kareem Hamid to do just that. And then at 7 to 9:30. 9:30 to 11 is with Imam DeLacy Umar Phillips and recurring guest, Professor Rabbani Muhammad and Michael Hamid, the three of them preparing to make it in the land of plenty. Then at 11 a.m., we will connect with A New Day for Al-Islam, a new community radio with William Kareem, and that's Cultural Insight. And you will hear the interview with Tyler the Animator. You don't want to miss. And then we'll go to, quick hitters. But anyway, from 11 to 1, we will be connected with A New Day Community Radio. And then at 5 p.m., this is the third Saturday. Okay, I'm just reminding the board of directors that we'll be having our financial meeting. And then that's at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 to 4, inshallah. At 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is with, that's a new time, with the Preta Abdul Hadi, Al-Islam in Focus. Please plan to join us with her as she delivers. You want to brush up on those attributes of Allah before you come into class, into the learning lab with the Preta Abdul Hadi. All right? And then, of course, we roll into Sunday morning, 10 a.m., with Study Al-Islam. This will be the third Sunday. That means we collaborate with Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, whereby we have the United Ta'aleen, and that's from 12 to 1. So we end with Study Al-Islam. It's 10 to 11 or 11:30, and then 12 to 1 is with the third Sunday, United Family Tallying. And then at 4 p.m., Lou Princess Aziz comes with Keeping It Real. And she shared information, in-depth information about the our thinking, our brain function. I'm trying to think of the word for the activity of the brain, but our brain function and how it we can misstep when we see young children, anyone going through a process of stress and not realizing the effect that something has had on the brain, the mind, and the child may need something very simple. So do plan to join us at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Then following that, don't hang up. You don't need to hang up. Just stay right in your seat and continue holding your phone, as you will hear then contemplations of Imam Warsadeen Muhammad reading from the Ramadan session. Last week was Mahassan Abdul Salam reading time. I believe it's Kareem Hamid reading time this time. I think Michael Hamid read the week prior to that. They're rotating in the reading of the Ramadan session, and you do want to hear that. If you want to go back on any presentation here on AM 360, go to the website and go to the URL and type in American Muslim 360. And you can scroll down and choose the one you want to hear, all right? So that's 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A list of all of our presentations will soon be corrected on the website. Right now, they're missing some of the host's name, but we appreciate our host as well and the senior management team of and their devoted work with American Muslim 360. Praise be to Almighty God. Imam Kareem Hamid is acting CEO right now while the CEO, Latifa Hameen, and her husband are on Umrah through the 17th. So, of course, she will be back, inshallah. But right now, congratulations, and we're right here for you, Imam Kareem Hamid. He's also the station manager. So, of course, step right on up and step into the CEO, and he's doing always anyway. Praise be to Allah. All right, I don't have anything else right at the forefront, except for the messages that we always share through the email, the Jumu'ah that's shared with all of the messages. We're going to be interviewing the imams one by one, so you'll get to know them throughout the country. And as I stated, the other community leaders, all right? But the Jumu'ah that is held, the purpose of their sharing it is for those who are in the local area who may be visiting even and want to join them at the masajid, at any mosque, then, of course, the address information, telephone, and connection information is there for you. So please, by all means, get Allah in Philadelphia, Massachusetts, I believe, in Plainfield, New Jersey, the various mosques, Masjid Muhammad there in Washington, D.C., of course, all the mosques here in Florida. Yes, we're on the road. I love it. And then, of course, in Albany, Georgia, and throughout the southern region, you know, our southern convener, praise be to Allah for him and the work that he's doing. But alhamdulillah. All right, any information you want to share, please press 1 before we go out. We're going out with our music. Thank you for being here once again. Okay, Imam Kareem Hamid, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Martha. Praise be to Allah. Excellent conversation. Excellent broadcast. Community developmental stages. Praise be to Allah. You're right on point in the subject matter presented to establish and build community. We are in a very good situation now here at America Muslim 360, IWDM, and clearunderstanding.net. I would like to suggest to us that if those that are in charge of Islamic media coming through Blog Talk Radio, they're joining with them and the collaborative effort, if we could conduct shura, if we could conduct mutual consultation between the directors of all of the Islamic media outlets that we are a part of, if we can conduct shura and come to a consensus as to what subject matter we shall broadcast and speak on nationally, all of us speaking with one voice from different mediums nationally, then we are, if we can come to a consensus, we know education is number one. If the heads of each media and officers and directors could conduct mutual consultation and come to an agreement concerning the subject matter of the national message, the national broadcast coming from all Islamic mediums and the Association of Imam Walter D. Muhammad, then we are speaking with one voice, and it is nationally. If you would ponder that idea, and share it with other officers here at American Muslim 360, I think we can go a long way. We meet with Imam Mikhail Sahir, Imam Bashir Ali, he's the head of IWDM. Imam Fahim Shuaib, he has his platform, a clearunderstanding.net, a new day for El Islam. If we could all meet in a consultative effort to come to an agreement as to what subject matter we will all present nationally over a stated period of time, then I think that will go a long way with solidifying our thinking and our efforts. So if you would give that some thought and share it with the officers of America Muslim 360, inshallah, I think we will be reaching, speaking with a national voice. I'll stop right there, my sister. Once again, excellent broadcast and excellent commentary from all that have took part in this broadcast. Thank you, Martha Nyla. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah continue to bless you, Anna, with this wonderful broadcast. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And I concur with you, Imam, on what your recommendation is. Actually, that is on the burner being worked on. We call it the medium connection. So definitely you will be, I'm sure, at the helm of making those contacts. I mean, one gathering was held as a town hall, and they all have agreed to come back. But as you're saying, assure, and we know that process takes some, deliberation, because it's not an overnight thing, but because we appreciate that others do have their set, perhaps they're set up, presentations. But, I believe they will be willing at in a certain process put in place to address it. And this is how our leadership takes its foothold, as you just stated. I won't repeat. But alhamdulillah, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And we have 706-627. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad. Uh-oh, man, did I put you in the green room by mistake? Okay. Muhammad?
Yeah, you got it. Yes, ma'am. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am. Well, anyway, I know he can't name them all, but Imam Rasul, who's responsible for one of the longest programs that we know that Imam Muhammad left behind was the Lifeline, you know. And also there's an established Lifeline out of Los Angeles, the Message of Concern. And that they've been very good at what they're doing. Could use that type of unity, that type of support, that type of cooperation. Because the Message of Concern has been on for a while now, you know, about 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you know, and they're doing a pretty good job at doing and getting that Message of Concern out that's aired in the Muslim Journal by Imam Muhammad. And but again, I know you probably already have, but The show that's coming up on October the 20th is an excellent time to send out a special invitation to those blog programs if they haven't already made a commitment to come, to invite them and be a part of that show right there also, you know. And
the mediums you're referring to. Okay.
Yeah, because that's very important, you know, and and I guess again, some of the there's a brother in North Carolina, and also the brother there in Atlanta, Lonnie Sabour, who's in charge of CPC before it went through his attack by the Shaitan, you know, and you know, he caused it to fall from his mission. But those guys are still have not gone nowhere. These are people who already had all the contacts, China and everywhere, to Imam Muhammad. And those people are still waiting on the students of Imam Muhammad to come and reconnect with those business opportunities that Imam had shared, and they have made a commitment to Imam to support a bit. You know, like the Indonesia auto plant company there. I mean, it's under a different rule now over there, but still, that door's open. China, where the suits and things came from, you know. I mean, ma'am, Yahya Abdullah out of Jacksonville, Florida, still in contact with that. These people need to again encourage to come to shore, just like the media is talking about doing. As we know, if the inspiration for mosque cares and CPC was something that Allah gave Imam Muhammad to share with us so that we would have the type of support and the type of monitoring and the type of legal representation with the United States government of our efforts to have a community based upon the Quran and life example from Muhammad. You know, we should reactivate these things. We already still thank Allah much that he has kept the national sectional imam structure in place, and Imam Bashir and all of the, we talk about maybe at least 150 imams, you know, who still meet, still do their best in trying to keep that rope alive and hold on to that rope that Allah sent us in establishing by Imam Muhammad, the sectional imams, opportunity that they have still been meeting every three to four months, keep things on the book. That's why Imam Bashir Ali is still representing that, because they have been functioning. They have been one of the things that Allah bless Imam Muhammad to leave behind, that is continuously in a jihad to stay afloat and be available when Allah needs those imams to reconsider whatever's got them divided. And maybe this year that y'all talking about having in October, like you said, we're praying that Imam Bashir and all of them will come to a consensus also to strive for unity, you know, even with the automated conclusion that they are dealing with and struggling with, and get commitments on paper. That way, if a master don't want to participate, at least it'd be on paper, you know, and the other imams who agreed to work together, even though they want to remain independent of each other, that's something that the National Imam Shura Committee can depend upon to get help build this model community. All we can do is ask for the believers in Allah, not in Imam Muhammad, not in any other leader, but like Imam Muhammad said, his leader is Prophet Muhammad.
Well received.
You know.
Well received.
You know. So we need to follow his last instruction.
Believe me, that's what made him.
Yeah, that's what made him. The two things that made him who he was from the inception of going in his mother's womb by Allah's permission and coming out by Allah's permission has always been to be raised by those two things, the Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad, you know, and to give it to us by Allah's permission is a responsibility to establish in the reality of the world for all people, a model community.
Yes,
so I'm just saying, you know, I hope proper, nice, if it's in the budget, nice invitational letters to anyone, you know, who has been struggling for the last 25, 30 years to stay afloat, to get a clearer focus on the goals of Allah and his messenger and Imam W. Muhammad, you know, that they come to a sure consensus on coming out of that wonderful opportunity that's going to be happening in October the 20th, you know, to make a declaration to those that is happening. This is happening. Allah favors on us again, and he's carrying us to another.
Alhamdulillah. So very, very much. Truly.
Yes,
thank you
likewise.
So much for your concern.
Make a to Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Okay, everyone, I want you to go to IWDM website, and on there is a survey. IWDM community. I as in India, W as in Walter, D as in David, and M as in Mary. IWDM community, and you will see the survey immediately on the front page. All right. Thank you so very much. We're going to end right here. I'm going to go into prayer, and I'm sure many of you are or probably already have. So thank you so much. I'm not going to share the music. I'm going. Assalamu alaikum. Love you all much. We are one family. Praise be to Allah.